Hey, what's up, Leftover Army? Yeah, I just want to introduce this episode. Doing a posting a Patreon episode. This is one that we did earlier in the month. I want people to, you know, if you're not signed up for Pop Culture Leftovers Patreon, definitely sign up. We have a lot of fun on these. This is something that we call three items, two scenarios. It's a blast. Paul took over the hosting duties. This is one that we did this month, but this is the kind of stuff that we're doing on Patreon. We're having a lot of fun with it. But I also check that out. But I also wanted to go over some contests that we have going on. And then I'm going to go over the winners in the future here. Right now we are offering, check this out. This is so cool. Scream 6 is out on Blu-ray. I've got 5 physical copies of Scream. Bring home Scream 6 on 4K UHD disc now. Ghostface is back and more terrifying than ever. On a rampage in the Big Apple, Melissa Barrera, Jenna Ortega, and Courtney Cox star in the sensational slasher hit Scream 6, directed by Matt Bettolini-Olpin and Tyler Gillette. Get over an hour of killer bonus content when you buy on 4K UHD disc. Available at participating retailers, it's rated R, it's from Paramount Pictures. I saw this movie, did not think they could follow up Scream 5 any better. And you know what? I love this one just as much, if not more, then Scream 5. Fantastic movie. These Scream movies are a lot of fun. It's out now. So if you want to, you know, buy it on digital or pick up the Blu-ray, that's awesome. But we have 5 physical copies and we're going to be giving these out as prizes. All you're going to have to do is send me an email to contest@popcultureleftovers.com with the title Scream 6. And I'm going to be sending out a Scream 6 tweet and Facebook post. Excuse me, they're not called tweets anymore. They're called X's, I believe. I'll be sending out a Scream 6X on the X app, and that's going to be really hard to remember. And then from there, you're going to re-exit or repost it on share it on Facebook. At that point, send me a screenshot proving that you did, and you'll be entered into the contest. We are also offering 5 digital copies of the new Transformers Rise of the Beasts. Buy or rent Transformers Rise of the Beasts on digital today. Optimus Prime and the Autobots team up with a powerful faction of Transformers known as the Maximals to save Earth in this adrenaline-fueled adventure. Get over an hour of bonus content when you buy on digital. Available at participating retails, it's rated PG-13 from Paramount Pictures. And yeah, if you want to roll out with this contest, yeah, I just said that. Yeah, it's a good thing I retired from podcasting. That's shit like that. Anyway, you can, same rules apply. Just send me an email to contest@popcultureleftovers.com with the title Transformers Rise of the Beasts. I'll be sending out an X and a Facebook post. Just share them on Facebook or re-exit on Twitter and on X, excuse me. Not the drug. Don't do it on X. And then at that point, screenshot that you did and send it to me and you'll be entered into the contest to win one of 5 digital copies of Transformers Rise of the Beast. Now, enjoy this. It's typically an exclusive Patreon episode. I'm giving you guys a little taste of what we do. And if you want to join Patreon, feel free to do so. I hope you enjoy the episode. Hey, welcome back to Patreon, and we're doing another 3 items, 2 scenarios. This time, I'm a participant. Sadly, Stephanie can't make it to this episode, had some things come up. We literally just talked to her, really wanted to have her on, and unfortunately, she's not going to be able to make it tonight, but she will be back in the future. But with me, as always, Joe Stark.
Hey, stoked to be here.
We've got Leo.
I'm fucking ready to win. Let's go, boys.
And the new master of ceremonies for 3 items, 2 scenarios for this round is going to be Paul. Paul's going to be taking over the duties here, presenting us with the 2 scenarios. He's also going to be judging us. I'm sure he's going to be judging me very harshly since I was a pompous prick in the previous episodes.
100%.
So, yes, 100%. I felt that coming. But I'm ready for it. And, we've all got our 3 items. We're going to find out the scenarios. Paul's going to be taking over on this one. And I'm really looking forward to seeing what you're going to be bringing to the table. So if this is your first time listening to 3 items, 2 scenarios, basically, all the contestants have given Paul our list of three items and what they do. Paul is going to present us with two scenarios, and we are going to put these items into these scenarios and try to whatever the obstacle is, we're going to use these three items to overcome said obstacle in the scenario to the best of our ability using our imagineering. We're going to be imagineering, as they say. And so, Paul, I'm really looking forward to these scenarios. But first, we've got to find out the order in which we're going to be giving these. Please, God, I hope I don't go first. Paul, give us the order here.
Here we go.
Did I say Leo's here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you announced
it. All right, cool.
All right. I got Leo going first.
Okay.
Brian's going second.
All right.
And Joe's going third.
Okay.
Sweet.
All right.
I just need to give Brian a lot of credit for even coming up with four scenarios already, because this shit is super tough. So I hope I don't disappoint you guys. But when you are ready, I can give you guys the very first scenario.
I feel like we're going to be disappointed. That sounded like an apology.
Yeah, you know, it's what I've been doing.
I'm kidding. I can't wait, Paul. You work with kids all day, and you're always coming up with shit. I'm sure you're going to come up with something fantastic for us.
Well, thank you. All right. So the first scenario is, as heard on one of the last episodes I was on, I very dumbly pointed out that some episodes were missing from the Pop Culture Leftovers feed. Well, it turns out those episodes have actually been stolen and locked inside of a vault in a building downtown. Now, you are part of a crew that is going to go get that. You're going to break into the building, and you're going to use these three items to help you retrieve the box that holds the thumb drive that has all the lost episodes. Now you can use. You can use these objects to distract, to break in, to get away, and then to also replace the object with. All right, is all that making sense?
Yeah. So we've basically the lost episodes are trapped. Are they in a vault somewhere?
They're in a vault. They're in a vault. In the basement of a building.
Okay.
And you got your three objects. You're part of the crew, and you have to use these three objects to help extract that out of the building.
Got it.
Okay. All right.
Got it.
Okay, cool.
Do we have a team at our disposal, or is it completely solo?
It's completely solo. They've trusted you on how you're going to use these items and what you're going to do with them for that specific part.
Okay. Okay.
All right. So, what, we got Leo going first?
Yeah, we do. Okay.
Well, I even picked out music for this, too.
Okay, yeah.
Ready?
Go whenever you want, bud.
All right, okay. Well, I'm ready. So, first, this starts before the high school begins.
The music is too loud, Paul.
I'm sorry, man. I leveled it. I was trying to be professional.
No, I've even turned the volume down on it. Wait, hold on. No. I can do this. I've got this, Paul.
It's heist music.
I have got this. I have got this. Here we go.
You got this. I found heist music.
There we go.
There we go. All
right. Are we ready to go? I'm good now?
And remember, you have to name each object
that
you're... Yep.
Whew, okay, so this quest is going to begin pre-heist with my first item, which is a 20-pound brick of cocaine. Now, in order to plan this heist, I'm going to go ahead and start doing that cocaine now, because this is a tough one to think through with my three items, and I'm going to need all the extra energy I can get. But the way I figure it, the whole cocaine network is a pretty vast network, so with this brick of cocaine, I'm going to start making some friends. Now, these guards... that work at this place where they're covering, you know, the forgotten episodes. I'm going to learn their schedule prior to even going in for this heist. I'm going to learn them. I'm going to learn their names, where they go, what they do for fun, their families. And with this 20-pound brick of cocaine, I'm going to infiltrate. Because once you get hooked, you're hooked. And however it plays out, you know, whatever, like, emotional weakness that they have, I'm going to exploit. And I'm going to come in there as Mr. Friendly Coke Dealer, get them addicted, right? So that they all know me by the time I show up on heist night with, we'll say conservatively about 10 pounds of cocaine left at this point. And I'm going to show up and I'm going to be like, hey, and they're going to say, oh, Leo, like, what are you doing here? And I'm going to say, oh, hey, like, thought you guys, you know, might need me to pick me up. And since they're all already knowing me, they're all already addicted, I'm just going to start a little cocaine party, like, right there. Getting everybody a little bit kind of tuned up. Then I'm going to pull out my second item, which is Lance Armstrong's last remaining testicle. And this item, I'm going to just present to them, right, to their coked out brains at this point. And first of all, they're going to be wondering how I got it. It's not the one that got removed, so did Lance give it to me? Right? They're going to have a lot of questions, but they're going to be so distracted with it that they're not going to see as I pull out my third item, which is a pair of web shooters. And at this point, they're so delirious, they're so out of it, they're not even going to notice, you know, the webs that I'm laying down, sticking their feet to the floor while we're sitting there talking, viewing, holding in majesty Lance Armstrong's last remaining testicle. And I'm going to keep using that rest of that cocaine until they are just completely out of it, probably overdosing at this point, what have you. And then I'm just going to walk right in and I'm going to get that hard drive with those forgotten episodes. And you know what I'm going to leave right in its place? Lance Armstrong's last remaining testicle. Insane.
Okay. Okay, I do enjoy that the cocaine kind of was able to play a part in almost all of it. Sounds like some of the guards may have died from overdoses, so I guess creativity. And I did, like, I really like the distraction of Lance Armstrong's testicle. So, yeah, I really enjoyed what I got there. I got what I need on that. So, thank you.
Oh, you are welcome, sir.
All right. Brian, are you ready? Like, should I give any, like, critique right now, or should I save it to the end so as not to give anybody, like, any hints as to what to do?
That is completely up to you. I critique as I go, but you can save it towards the end. I mean, I critique as I go. That way I can remember the critiques.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Like, so the only thing, I mean, maybe I wasn't – I definitely kind of threw this one all together and talked a lot faster. But I guess I would have liked to see more of, like, actually getting the disc out of the vault. Like more kind of creativity with the items on that. But I mean, especially with what you had, like, that's kind of hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like, maybe the wedge shooters could have been used a little bit more. I don't know. That's just where I'm at right now. Like,
the vault part. That's fair.
All right. Well, thank you, Leo. That was awesome. Brian, are you ready, sir?
I am ready.
All right, let's lay it on me, man.
All right, so the disc is in the vault. That is the goal. But the first thing that I have to do is I have to get inside the building. The building's locked. I see a window, and I look, and I see, and it looks like I can get access to this window. So I'm going to use my first item to get up to where I need to be to get into this window. It's a few floors up. I have chewing gum that makes your dick grow bigger as you chew. Girth and length. If you chew on the left side of your mouth for girth and the right side for length. It's called Boner Chews. Their slogan is, the gum to make her come. And it comes in original flavor and tropical. I'm going to be using this gum to make my dick. I'm going to be chewing on the right side for length, and I am going to use my penis. I'm going to toss it up as like a rope. I'm going to have it like latch on to the balcony there, have it wrap around, and then pull myself up Batman and Robin style up to that window.
Walking up the
building. First attempt doesn't go so well. I realize that I do need to make it longer, so I keep chewing on the right side. Now I've got it to the perfect length. Throw it up there. Whew, wraps right around the bar. I'm able to pull myself up onto the balcony and then have access to the window. The window, just like I suspected, it is open. So, yeah, apparently a guard, I look outside and I see like a cigarette butt. Guards open up the window, smoke outside of it, and forgot to lock it. So I have easy access inside. So now I'm inside. Now I've got the window open, excuse me, and I'm going to use my second item as a distraction for the other guards in the building. It's a dim-witted troll that can conjure up icy-flavored ground beef, blue and red. I toss the little troll inside, and he starts to, like, the guards see this little troll, and they're like, who in the, what, the, they've never seen anything like it, and he's conjuring up ground beef, and he keeps conjuring up ground beef. They're confused. They're like, what is going, they've never seen anything like this before in their entire lives, and he keeps conjuring up this beef. What he's doing is he's making a wall of ground beef to where I'm going to be hidden, and I'll be able to get access inside the building. The icy flavored ground beef plays nothing. Plays no part. The icy flavoring plays no part in this scenario at all. But it's the wall to hide me that's playing the part here. Guards don't know what to do. They're on their walkie talkies. They don't know what the fuck's going on. They're freaking out. Anyway, he builds the wall. I'm able to slide through. Now, I get down a hallway and I do see like a woman. She is behind a desk, and I'm like, oh shit. So I notice that her hands look a little chapped, and so I use my third item, a 25% off all purchases made over $50 to Bath and Body Works. Some restrictions apply, only valid in the U.S. and Puerto Rico, valid until July 31st, 2024. And I come up to her and I say, hi, it's Employee Appreciation Day, and I'm here to give you 25% off your next purchase of $50 or more to Bath & Body Works. She seems very interested, and she's looking at it, and I said, all right, well, I'm going to continue making my rounds, and then I go through the hallway, make my way to the vault. There's a guard at the vault. I'm like, oh, my God, what am I going to do here? And he's like, what are you doing here? You're not supposed to be here. And now I am going to use my chewing gum again, and I'm going to wrap around. I'm going to boa constrict him with my penis. So I'm going to wrap my dick around him like a fucking lasso, like I'm like Indiana Jones with a whip or some shit. And then I'm going to chew on the left side for girth, and then I'm going to squeeze the life out of him. After I've done that and he's passed out, now I'm going to stick my dick in the hole of the vault and chew on the left side for girth. I'm creating so much pressure on the door of the vault that the door pops open like I'm fucking Al Pacino in that Edward Norton fucking heist movie that they did that I can't remember the name of. But it just pops open because of the girth. I keep chewing on the left side until it just blows. Vault door is open. I walk in. Take my fucking disc, walk right out the building because they're still dealing with the troll situation. And that is how I get the disc.
Wow, that was pretty great. I enjoyed all the uses you got out of your dick. And that's
I do too, Paul. Ever since I was 12, I realized it had so many.
Man, I did like that the gum played multiple roles in this. I kind of liked it, like it had a beginning, middle, and end, you know, getting to the building, then using the troll with the ground beef, just making a wall. That's a great distraction. Was really interested to see how the Bath and Body Works gift card would come in, and I think that played off perfectly, but I definitely enjoyed the story that you gave us, and it was interesting, and I think I would enjoy watching a movie like this totally high. So great job, Ryan.
Thank you.
Can we get thoughts as other guests / contestants?
Has that happened before, Brian?
It has not happened before, but Joe, will you allow it?
Yeah, I think that's okay.
Let's hear it.
No, I just thought the coupon was a really good, like, that's a tough one to play in this scenario, so that was a pretty good, like, that stood out to me as the coupon. Very specific, and like, how the fuck else could you use it in this scenario, so I thought that was clever. And, yeah, that dick chewing gum superpower, like, that's a whole fucking novel in and of itself, so
I
liked that.
I did enjoy the accounting for human error on the guard leaving the window open, because that could, you know, people fuck up.
Yeah, I was playing detective there, Paul. I was like my little own, like a Batman there. I saw the cigarette butts, and I was like, yeah, that guard's been smoking.
Yeah, you scouted it out, man.
Yeah, I did.
You didn't waste your time doing cocaine.
No, I didn't.
Which does not add length or girth to your penis, I'll say that much.
We got fucking Breaking Leo over there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was fantastic. Both of these are fantastic, man. I'm glad we got something out of this so far. Joe, are you ready, bud?
Ready.
All right. Let's hear it, man.
Okay, so I find out where the missing PCL episodes are being stored, and I reach out to one of my dark web contacts to get all the information I can find on this place, specifically the vault where it's being stored, all of their security designs. And while I'm talking to my contact, he mentions that for payment, he is really, really into furry porn. And wouldn't you know it, my first item is a found thumb drive labeled furry porn. And so I trade the contents of this thumb drive to my dark web contact, and I get all of the data on this place. I understand now the type of vault that it's being in. I know where the guards are going to be. And so I go in with my second item, a pep talk cane. Which essentially is, it's a walking stick that gives encouraging advice. And we see that there's one guard that we need to get past first. And so I set up the pep talk cane, and he starts talking. And it's drawing the guard near. And that's when I pull out my third item, which is a glass of water that is always full. And I use this glass of water to create a puddle on the floor. And as the guard comes around the corner to investigate the noises being made by the pep talk cane, he slips on the water and falls and knocks himself unconscious. So me and pep talk cane, we hurry on down the corridor, and now we are right before the vault, but it's guarded by five guards. How are we going to get past them? And so I set up pep talk cane, and he starts giving a life advice motivational speech setting. I'm talking like Tony Robbins level shit. And these security guards, you know, this isn't really what they want to do. They had dreams. They had aspirations to be more than just henchmen. And so they're really listening to pep talk Kane's words, and he's just totally absorbed in. And so I'm able to tiptoe past and get to the vault. And I found out when searching through the dark web schematics that this vault is susceptible for water. And so I set the never-ending, or the glass of water that is always full, I place it on its side, and I create essentially a flood, because this glass of water, it's never empty. So it just keeps pouring water out until this vault floods and the door opens. I get the drive, but it's on a podium, Raiders of the Lost Ark style. And so I'm like, what am I going to do? How am I going to switch this out? And that's when I remember, I still have the thumb drive labeled furry porn. I only traded the contents of it earlier, but I still have the physical drive in my pocket. And so I switch it out, and on my way out the door, I grab the pep talk cane, and we hello my baby, hello my darling, exit right out of the scene.
All right, that was fantastic. I was really curious to see how pep talk cane would do. No, that was I enjoyed the recon going in before it, doing the furry porn. A lot of creativity points to the glass of water and how you got multiple uses out of that to create the puddle and then kind of like this little flash flood to really get you out of there. I don't know. And one thing I really did like about it was just like, yeah, these are guards that probably never really wanted to do this. So they would be, first off, be like, dude, this cane's talking to us. But then it's like, this cane is giving us life advice. So I don't know why, but that was really cool. Man, this is really fucking tough. Like, I don't know, Brian, like, have you had like I do feel a little bad for Leo because he went first.
That's just how the game goes, man.
It's the luck of the draw.
That's the luck of the draw. So
Joe's been in that position before too, and it's just like you're off to the races as soon as the scenario starts, man. So you're kind of at a disadvantage.
Yeah, the one time I did it, I got to go second twice.
Yeah.
So yeah, man. But no, yeah, man. Leo, I love you, but right now I am almost in a dead heat between Brian and Joe.
No, that's fair. I was objectively passed.
Yeah, no, I just, man, like I do, you know, like it's pretty great that the thumb drive was able to switch out. I did love bringing up Lost Ark. Oh my God. But man, dude, just the way like, you know, and like Brian, you've probably been in this too. It's just like you see these items before you do this, and I already had the scenarios up, so then I looked at the items like, how the fuck are they even going to be able to use any of these in this situation? And man, I just gotta say bravo to everybody. Like, I really enjoyed the creativity, but man, I can't believe I'm gonna do this. I gotta give the first round, pretty much because I did not think the dick chewing gum or the chewing gum for dick size was going to work as well as it did. The creativity of that was pretty fucking amazing. The dim-witted troll making the beef. And I like that you didn't try to force away with the icy flavors. Like, I just like how you're like, yeah, fuck it. He was just here to make a wall of ground beef. And the 25% Body Works thing was really really, really fucking hilarious.
When I came up with the coupon, I was like, I'm going to make this hard on myself. Like, how in the fuck am I going to even, I don't know what the scenarios are. How in the fuck am I going to, I was like, fuck it, let's do it.
And how specific the coupon was.
Yeah. I kept adding more to it. Like, it was some restrictions apply. Only valid in the U.S. and Puerto Rico. Valid until July 31st, 2024.
And it's going to be real funny now. We go back and we listen to the first one and we all just have like these regular random items, like a fucking wedding ring and a stapler.
I like the more elaborate they are, you know, the more descriptive and elaborate items that we've been using lately.
Oh, totally.
I've been trying to do a mix, but I think it should be elaborate all the way at this point.
Yes.
Yeah, which sucks because I was really looking forward to see what Stephanie would be able to do with hers.
Oh, I know.
Hers was very intriguing, too.
She's really good with, like, the generic items and making those a good story.
God, way to call her basic. Sorry.
What a negative reframe.
No, so man, I'm gonna give the first round to Brian. It was, man, I say by like half a point, but just that dick chewing gum, or I don't even know what the fuck, like what's the name of it? Like boner?
Boner chews.
Boner chews.
Their slogan is the gum to make her come.
Yeah, you gave it a slogan and everything.
Comes in original flavor and tropical.
which is just pineapple flavor.
No, it tastes like cum.
Oh. So, Joe, this is going to be your next book after you finish the one you're writing. Right?
Okay. All right, now I guess we're going to move on to round two.
Yes. Yeah, so the first round goes to Brian.
I'll take the win. I'll just lay back for the rest of the – I don't even care about the second one.
against all my urges, Brian wins.
Yeah, Paul wanted to stick it to me, man.
I really did.
I know you did, because I'm a fucking pompous judge, man.
Paul's a sucker for those Bed Bath & Beyond coupons.
100%, 100%. All right, let's see here. All right, going first is Joe. Joe, and then...
Sigh of relief.
Oh, fuck. Leo. Leo's
I'll take it. I'll take it.
And Brian is last. Okay. I may regret this one. All right. So the second scenario is I, Paul, have been framed for a murder. But you know for a fact that I am innocent because I was with you the night of the crime. And it is your story and testimony that is going to get me off of the murder. So you have to describe the night, and these three items are going to be put in evidence. And it should not make like do not hold back. Just like the point of the story is to get me off of murder, no matter how stupid it makes you or me look. Is that clear? We got any questions on that?
Oh, this is going to be fun.
That's why I saved this one for last. All right. So are we good to go?
No.
Okay.
Oh, fuck. I'm like Batman. I need prep time.
Let's give Joe a few seconds here.
Okay, so.
Joe, just say, when you're ready, just say, I'm ready, and then I'll cue the music, man.
Okay, gotcha. I'm going to just talk through the Paul's scenario just to make sure I'm on the right page. So Paul is being wanted for murder. I am his alibi. These three items play into it, and they'll play into it in such a way that they're actually going to be entered in as evidence.
Yes.
Woo! I have no idea I'm going to do this one. I'm not fucking kidding. Yeah. Just give me a sec.
You get as long as it takes Brian to yell at Paul for the music being too loud and to let him do it.
You got to understand, Joe, the longer you go, well, it doesn't matter. The longer you go, the longer we have to think about our scenarios.
Well, yeah, too. Yeah, totally. That, oh, God. All right, I'm totally going to wing this. This is gonna suck.
Just the roll of the dice, man.
It totally is. And so the police are talking to me. They've got me.
That is really loud.
I'm gonna turn it down.
It's my interrogation music.
So I am chilling out at home. I am watching TV, and I hear a knock on the door. I open the door, and there are two police detectives. And they ask if they can come inside, and I ask them to explain what it's all about. And they tell me that they have some questions to ask me, that my good friend, Paul, has been arrested for murder. And Paul is saying that he was with me on the day in question. And... they need me to corroborate his story. And so, you know, I invite him inside. We sit down at the table. I grab my first item, which is a glass of water that is always full. And, I'm kind of nervous. I mean, there's cops here in my living room. And we're talking. I'm worried what's going on with Paul. And so I just keep drinking this water nervously. And, you know, but it helps out because I drink so much water, I have to pee. And so I'm able to go to the bathroom and I just stall for time. And I just pee, and then I go back, and I got more of this water, and it's never ending. And, you know, I know that I need to keep these guys... No, fuck, this doesn't work. That has to be fucking evidence, Joe. Fuck it. Fuck, this is a hard one. I thought I had something for a minute there, and I'm like, no, it doesn't. There's no, that's not evidence. I don't know. All I can think about is painting the wall with my brains right now.
We're going to need to go downtown.
Paul just got the death penalty.
Let's see. The cops say, oh, you seem to be pretty familiar with that glass of water. You take that everywhere with you. I'm like, oh, yes, I do. And in fact, the other day, I was letting Paul drink it. He was a thirsty guy. And I'm sure you'll find his fingerprints all over this thing. And then they're saying, well, that doesn't tell us shit. He could have been drinking from that at any time or handling that glass. And I say, oh, but the day in question that you're accusing Paul of this, you see, me and Paul, we're part of this group. You know, it's kind of like an online community. And they're like, oh, yeah, is it kind of like cosplaying? And I was like, yeah, it's kind of like cosplaying. Costumes we put on, and, you know, we got a bunch of buds, and we get together, and like, oh, you get together and you hang out. And like, yeah, we hang out. We kind of get into fur piles and stuff, and, you know, we get down. And, anyway, I got this, my second item here, which is a found thumb drive labeled furry porn. And I plug it into my computer, and I say, hey, look, we were videoing our last session. You can clearly tell that Paul and I are taking a break here with our masks off, and we're chatting and drinking some water. You can see there's Paul with the glass right there. And let's see. And then, how the fuck's a pep talk cane work into this?
I love this.
Oh, God. The cane was there too, and I wanted the cane to be a witness, but he just couldn't fucking stop talking about positivity. He instead of being a witness, he's telling the detectives that they can do it. He's telling them that he believes in them and shit. And it's like, no, pep talk cane, we're trying to get Paul off the hook here, and pep talk cane, he's not hearing it. He's not programmed for that. All he does is give words of encouragement. And so, you know, before they take pep talk cane away, maybe we can swing down to the jail and give Paul some words of advice, hoping that this shit ass story is going to get him off the hook. Really, he's probably going to die. And the end.
Paul is now sharing a cell with Jared from Subway.
Oh, no. Why couldn't it be cousins?
Oh, God. Against all odds, I got somewhere there, but holy
Jared's
shit.
Jared's like, so you teach children? Hey, can I get your number?
Oh, man.
I'm sorry, Paul. That's I know. That's I want to keep in contact with you. Paul, I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry if I've breached our friendship.
Oh, don't worry. That happened months ago.
We're way past that.
Motherfucker. No, Joe, that was something.
It certainly was. Tailspin right into the side of my head.
I think he should get points for like the inner monologue and self-deprecation.
No, he does. He definitely does. like especially because I'm kind of going back to like the proposal one where like I was kind of feeling the same way where it's like, okay, like how is this glass of water going to be used as evidence? And then he caught himself. So I appreciated that. But yeah, like it was hilarious to listen to. I know you definitely had some tough items, man. But this was like when I texted Brian, this was the one scenario I truly had. So I was just like, I want to see how this one plays out. But yeah, man, that was pretty good. And, you know, to incorporate me in the fur pile. Cool.
Not afraid to go unmasked next to the fur pile.
No, never. Eyes wide open. All right. Yeah, that was, like I said, that was something, man. That was great. So hard to go first, dude.
Oh, it's rough.
We could be a good sport on that one.
I feel for you, Joe. It's rough.
All right, Leo.
Yes, sir. I'm fucking.
Are get you me up. Get me off of murder, buddy.
All right. There's the music. Okay. All right. So I'm getting interrogated, and here's how I'm going to defend Paul. So first of all, what I'm going to tell him is that, yo, Paul and I were hanging out the entire fucking weekend at C2E2, okay? Like, we were hunting for a set of this first item right here that I'm going to pull out. It was a set of web shooters, okay? We were trying to find them at the comic convention for our friend Jesse Candelori, all right? Like, she always wants to make it to C2E2, but she never can, you know, and she loves Spider-Man, and, like, Paul and I love her, so, you know, we were out hunting for these web shooters. That's what we were doing the whole weekend during the daytime, if you need an alibi. Would you like to see the receipt? Because Paul paid for it, because that's how good of a friend he is. All right, because we have the receipts. It's going to be in his bank account if you want to check it. This is what we bought. This is what we were hunting for that entire weekend. Oh, you want to know what we were doing at night? Yeah, right. That's fair. That's a fair question, because the convention, it only goes during the day. Well, you know, pretty much every time after the convention ended, you know, I don't know if you know Paul, but he really loves cocaine. He's a pretty big coke addict, and yeah, that's just what he fucking wanted to do. So, like, first night I get into town, you know, what does he do? He buys a 40-pound brick of cocaine. Now, I only have a 20-pound brick of cocaine. That's all that's left, because Paul, like I said, he fucking loves his cocaine. But you want to know what we were doing?
Now he's getting fucking drug charges.
Yeah, and I'm losing my kids.
You can't defend you from murder no matter what the cost. And one of my items is a 20-pound brick of cocaine. There's okay, only one okay. direction okay. this goes. That's not the only charge you're catching. But it's not murder, because what did we do after that? Well, you guys know how much Paul loves both strippers and hookers. So that's what Paul wanted to do for the rest of the night. I mean, we were all coked up, you know. So we were using some of that cocaine to just entertain, like, have a good time with the ladies. And if you really need to check it, Paul's fingerprints are all over it. I'm pretty sure he's got some semen in there, too. We did get a little wild there later in the evening. But, yeah, that's the second item, second piece of evidence. You know, you want the DNA. You want the fingerprints on the packaging. It's probably all over this shit. We got wild with it. Then, you want to know what happened? So, we pretty much spend all of the daytime at C2E2 looking for those web shooters. We pretty much spend all of our nights doing cocaine and hanging out with the wildlife of Chicago. There was this one night, you know, when we were walking back, and I can see why you guys might suspect him as a suspect. But yeah, we're walking to White Castle, as one does. Everyone else, you know, in our group had already tapped out for the evening. Bunch of giant pussies that they are. And on our way, you know, to White Castle, well, that's when we came across the scene, you know, but it had already happened. All right. When we got there, all that was left was just this fucking shredded bicycle, nothing but blood and guts surrounding it. And you think Paul's a murderer? He started immediately crying as soon as we saw it. Okay? Just crying like a big old bitch. And I didn't even know what we were looking at, but Paul, the giant Lance Armstrong fan that he is, he said, "No, Leo, no. This is the bike that Lance Armstrong won the Tour de France in whatever fucking years he won. I don't know. I was coked out. I wasn't paying attention." And Paul, still through tears, he said, I know it. I recognize the bike. And that's it right there. Lance Armstrong's last remaining testicle. And I grabbed it then because I knew how much it meant to Paul. So it's not even Paul's fingerprints that are on it. It's mine. But you can run them. You can run them there. You can run the fingerprints. They're mine that are on it. Paul had nothing to do with it, but we got there after the scene, and Paul's a big Lance Armstrong fan. That's all I can say. Insane.
All right. I very much enjoyed. I like bringing the C2E2 with the web shooters into it, because that's definitely something I'm into. At first I was a little perturbed that I'd be going to prison for doing cocaine, but you'd be with me, so I guess that's okay. the Lancer
for murder, my guy. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, no, man. Just lose all the custody of my kids. and the Lance Armstrong testicle was wild that it would still be attached to that bike. That was interesting. I think I definitely do get off the murder charges, but I am going to federal prison. So at least you got me off of murder, buddy. I appreciate that.
I just want to reiterate to the jury, you gave one objective and you did say no matter the cost. So just saying.
No, I get it. I get it. No, but you got me off of murder. That was, yeah. All right. I got everything I need here. Brian, are you ready?
I am ready.
Go for it, man.
What's that? What's the fuck about?
I don't know.
Paul really wants to see me fail. I don't blame you.
No.
Here we go. I get a knock at my door. I have no idea what this is about. You know, it's late. Knock at my door. I see two detectives. They show me and they flash their badges. They say we're here to talk to you about your whereabouts last night. They want to corroborate your story. And so I say, well, full confidence. You want the truth? You can't handle the truth. No, I don't say that. I say, yeah, I'll tell you where I was last night. I was hanging out with Paul, my buddy Paul. And, well, what did you do? Oh, well, you know, his daughter, Hazel, she's been getting, you know, she's getting older. She's wanting to get into like some lotions and creams and stuff like that. So we went to Bath and Body Works. Paul asked me to go with him because, as everyone knows, if you've listened to PCL, I'm into my lotions and creams. So we went to Bath and Body Works, talked with an employee there, asked some questions, and then she said, well, listen, I've got a coupon. If you come back tomorrow, I've got a coupon here for 25% off all purchases made over $50. Some restrictions apply, only valid in the U.S. and Puerto Rico, and it's valid until July 31st of 2024. And then she wrote her name on it because she wanted to get the credit. And her name was Tanya. They call down to the station, look through his belongings. The story checks out. Where did you go after Bath and Body Works? Well, Paul was hungry. So I said, listen, back at my place, believe it or not, I've got a dim-witted troll that can conjure up icy-flavored ground beef. Blue and red. Paul is a huge fan of both ground beef and ices. He was like, I gotta fucking try this. So we go back to my place. Dim-witted troll starts conjuring up ground beef. Paul is just like, you know, he's cooking it up. He's eating it. Oh, he's loving it. It's so good. Yum, 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 yum. I'm eating it too. Yum, 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 yum. It's so fucking good. And I said, when you picked up Paul, did you happen to notice blue and red stains all over his fucking face from the icy? And they're like, yeah, checks out. All right. Then I ate so much fucking ground beef that night that I got tired, went to bed. I said, Paul, when you're ready to leave, just lock up and you can leave whenever you're ready. Paul watches a little bit of TV and then he realizes like, yeah, I gotta go home. And he's like, piece of gum over there. That'll freshen up the old breath. I like gum. Get this beef flavor out of my mouth. He takes the tropical. And he just starts chewing like a madman, left to right, left to right, left to right, having no idea that he's actually chewing on boner chews. It's the gum that makes your dick grow bigger as you chew, girth and length. If you chew on the left, it's girth, and if you chew on the right, it's length. And Paul is chewing on both sides, has no idea what he's doing to his fucking dick until it's too late. I asked them, did you happen to notice that his dick looked like a fucking redwood tree? And they were like, fuck, story checks out. I said, and that's what happened.
everything that happened down to the last detail. My friend is innocent. He was with me all night. So whatever happened last night, Paul Hart was not a party of said incident. They thank me, and they leave their card and tell me if I can think of anything else to let them know. And I said, nope, that's it. That's the whole fucking story with full confidence. Full confidence!
Confidence.
And they leave, and end scene.
And I become best friends with the dim-witted troll.
Yes. You take him home with you.
Oh, cool. Eddie Money.
That was such a dad joke.
I know. It was really bad. Oh, man. Yeah. No, I definitely, just like with Leo, I kind of like playing into like real stuff about me. So like Hazel, and she just had a 10th birthday. So one of the big things she wanted was a lot of lotion. So there you go. Like that was a good little detail. Like, you know, he would have the coupon that Tanya gave him. Love that Tanya is playing a big part in this. The icy ground beef, I did like how the icy flavor not only played a part in the story, but it also proved physical evidence that was on me with the blue and red stains. Thank you for having me eat the tropical flavor and not the cum flavor.
Yeah, man.
Story. I appreciate that.
I did you a solid, just like your just like your fucking dick after chewing that gum.
Yeah, man. Whew. And I mean, you made me huge. You made me into a redwood tree. So I appreciate that. That's kind of, this definitely, this gets me off of murder. So I appreciate it. A very creative, very. Yeah. This was a tough one. So I appreciate everyone giving a crack at it, especially Leo with the crack cocaine. I do like the one thing, like the two main things that I really am appreciating is the C2E2 and the Bath and Body Works thing. Cause it like brought a little bit of me into it too. That was cool. I mean, and the furry obsession, Joe, I appreciate that. Thanks for kink shaming me tonight. man. Yeah, no, it was a tough one. And this one is definitely tough. Cause I don't know, man. It's just like I'm just trying, you know, like Leo, I was loving the story, but it seems like the Lance Armstrong thing kind of didn't fit in a bit because it was just your evidence on it. You know what I mean?
Sure. Which would exonerate you, but you're the judge. I get it.
Okay. I got you. Wait, it would exonerate me from killing Lance Armstrong?
Well, if my fingerprints were on his testicle and not yours, I mean, you're not going to jail for murder. If anything, I am, you know, taking one for the team, but that's fun.
Wasn't Lance Armstrong that was, I get, well, I mean, I didn't say that. So there you go. That changes everything. Okay. All right. But you did get me in a federal prison for cocaine, which I said, do with it. You can, man. Oof. And Joe, I just appreciate you for going first, man.
My participation trophy. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. But yeah, man, God.
I got to ask this, Joe, would your story, now that you've had more time to think about it, would your story have changed?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have focused more on actually building a scenario of what happened the night that Paul is being accused of what's happening.
Yeah.
And less on those items coming in to play during the interrogation.
I don't envy you, man. Like trying to paint that picture, like from the get, I don't envy being in the first slot at all.
No, it's always a downside. It's tough because going third is the best because then you can just try and tune everybody else out. And like, I grab a piece of paper and I jot down notes and everything when I go third. So yeah, first is rough.
This is the first time I've stolen that technique, but I did that for this time.
Yeah, it's fucking super helpful.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit, man. Yeah. Yeah, I think, man, God. I think I got to go with Brian on this one.
Yeah!
Damn.
Paul hates giving it to me. You can tell, man. You can tell he hates giving it to me.
I don't hate it, man. I do. I hate you giving it to him, Paul. I hate it.
Well, you can tell me all about it in the no less than 5 years maximum sentence of cocaine use, my friend.
You know what? Paul did murder Armstrong. You know, I saw it.
I did the world a favor. All right, man. Yeah, Brian, congratulations, man. You got the sweep today.
Oh, man, the clean sweep. Man, I got lucky. I just got lucky. I got second and then third to go. So I had plenty of time to think of this, man. So thank you. This is fun. I love this.
Yeah, super fun.
Brian, having you on here, I feel like is like Yoda coming into a class full of Padawans and just like, we're fucking sparring today, you sons of bitches. Like,
oh, God.
Were the scenarios okay, or were they a little too...
No, I loved you. I was thinking, great. After the first one, I was like, I gotta give Paul props for these scenarios. These are fantastic.
Those were good. They were good, Paul. Yeah, they were unique and different from the others.
Oh my God. This is a blast. Like I love being like the host and doing that, but like actually being able to be a part of it was super fucking fun. Oh my God.
Nice.
This is addictive.
I was excited for you to be a part of it.
Yeah. I was so nervous going in. I was just like, oh my God, I'm going to suck so fucking hard.
Man, when I messaged you, I was like, dude, like in my head, I'm like, I think he should do this. It would be fun. So I'll fucking try to think of these scenarios.
Yeah.
Because it's a blast, man.
Yeah, I'm glad you suggested that, Paul, because I probably never would have. And yeah, this is fun. I definitely want to be a contestant again.
Just tossing out an idea. We could like do a rotation as judges.
Yeah. Yes. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. That's fantastic, Leo. Yeah. Yeah, that's really good.
Because I want to go against all of you again at some point. So.
Well, and I mean, it'll give Joe a chance to come up with scenarios. It'll give you a chance to come up scenarios and Stephanie a chance to come up with scenarios. And we can listen to like your different judging styles on based on like the criteria that you guys give us for the scenarios. I think that's a great idea.
It's like a more long form Cards Against Humanity where you just kind of pass the judge role.
I guess like my only critique of you, Paul, was I wanted more critique of us.
Okay. Yeah, I hear that. But I was also kind of being like a contestant. I didn't want to give too much away. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
I kind of wanted to keep as level of a playing field as I could without really kind of.
Yeah, and you did critique at the end. I agree. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I was thinking inside a lot too.
I mean, you do whatever makes you feel comfortable. I think you did a fantastic job though. Like, seriously, and these scenarios were fucking. These were bangers, dude.
Amaka, I'm happy to go back to being a contestant because this was very stressful.
No, you did great. And you'll only get better as you go, man. It's like, you know, like the first time we played the game, like you guys, like I think I even struggled as the host trying to like do it. And then I think like you guys with your items, it was like the first time doing this, but I think everybody's kind of getting better at like coming up with like, you know, the quick improv and stuff like that that we have to do in these scenarios, man. And I don't know. I think we're only going to get better. I honestly, this is one of my favorite Patreons that we do. I'll be honest with you. Like,
yeah, no, it's 100%.
Super fun. Yeah.
I was excited for this all day.
It's a blast, man. Oh my God. Well, I think we're going to end it there, Paul. But man, I think seriously, like a round of applause is in order for Paul Hart putting this all together.
Fuck yeah. Go, Paul.
Good job, man.
I appreciate that.
Really
good.
Really good job. But yeah, we'll have another episode this month. I'm not exactly sure what we're going to be doing. I'm going to try to pull something together before the end of the month. I'll either do like a Patreon roundtable and just have a bunch of people on and we can just chat. We can about anything. I just want to do a chat about anything. And then next month, I definitely have something planned for next month, and then we might do another one of these next month. I think next month it'd be a great time for us to do another one of these. I don't know. I think you guys would be down. Hopefully you guys would be down to doing it again next month.
Yeah, for sure.
100%.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Seriously, thank you to all the Patreon patrons. You guys are fucking awesome. And clean sweep.
Nice.
Okay, Yoda.
All right.
No, it was a blast. It was a blast.
No, it was fun, man. It was fun. All right, guys. We will see you before the end of the month. Take care. See ya.